Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with us this morning, for hanging around with me all day. I appreciate it very much. Wherever you are, whenever you're listening, however you're listening, either internet or radio or subspace frequency, whatever it takes, we're glad you're here. And I also know that many of you are listening on the internet in the replay form. You'll be doing that later today. And all around the world, you're picking up the show in any given time of the day because it's available on demand. And I also know that this show is up on satellite at for radio stations another time during the day in the evening, 8 to 9 Eastern. So those of you who are tuning in the evening, I appreciate that very much as well. And just let us know how it's going for you. Don Cooper is our guest. Don is America's networking guru. He's president of Don Cooper and Company. And he's just an outstanding resource for us. Don, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back. Or good afternoon or good evening for those listening
depending,
other times of the day.
Exactly. Don, you and I are, I'm a lot older than you, so I'm a lot more grizzled guy than you are. But you've been around a while. You know how things are in the marketplace out there. And when I was coming up as a young pup in selling, I was trained to find out what customers needed. I was taught the right way to ask questions, to make sure that I knew that I was taught that the key to my success was not in my head. The key to my success was what was in my customers' and my prospects' head. And the only way to get that information out of their head was to ask them the right questions the right way. Now, in the meantime, in the last few years, we moved a lot of the marketplace moved away from that, and they went more toward features and benefits and more manipulative types of selling. But the 21st century marketplace is coming back around to the old ways, isn't it?
I agree with you. I believe there's definitely that case. We have seen a lot of features and benefits type selling over the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years or so, and people are finally beginning to understand again that features and benefits aren't really all that important to people. If you don't know which features and benefits are going to matter to the buyer.
Right.
I do a lot of sales training. I work with a wide variety of companies in a wide variety of industries. And the one commonality that I teach is that you've got to ask really good questions. And I help people discover the questions that will get them the information they need to make the sale. Because the same person can buy two different products for two different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And two different customers might buy the exact same product for two different reasons. And it's a question of finding out what's important to that buyer. What does that buyer need? What do they want? What do they fear? What are they hoping for? What are they concerned about? What's been their previous experience? What are their biases? All those things affect the sale. And a person will only buy something when they believe that is the right fit for them. Doesn't matter what the product itself is. It matters how well the product fits what they need.
And you know, Don, the most precious commodity that we have, and it is a commodity because every one of them, every increment of this commodity is identical for you and me, for everybody in the world. It has always been, it always will be. The most precious commodity we have today, more than anything else, it's actually more precious than our money, and that is our time.
Absolutely.
And more people, this has been going on now for about 10 or 15 years, Don. People have been doing vendor reduction either systematically and consciously or unconsciously and sort of haphazardly. Companies are doing vendor reduction, meaning that they're trying to find people who can be partners, whether they think of it that way or not consciously, but they're trying to find vendors, people who they can count on, and they're trying to get those numbers down so they don't have to spend so much time in the interview process. Let's find somebody who works, who fits with us, and let's cut a deal with those people, and let's know that we can count on those people all the time. And if all you're doing is talking about features and benefits, you're selling like they were selling 10, 20 years ago.
That's correct. We are looking for partners that we can trust. And we tend to believe as salespeople that the more we talk, the more we're building trust.
Yeah.
When in fact the opposite is true.
Listening.
The more we listen, the more we ask questions, learn about the prospect, and listen to what they had to say, the more trust we're building.
Yeah.
And I've proven this in experiments in training seminars. And people discover it, and it's just really, really mind-opening.
Yeah. When we come back, folks, after these messages, we're going to get Don to talk to us about what are some of the good, important questions to ask, and what makes a good question. How do you ask them? There actually are sound, tried-and-true methods, folks, for asking the right questions. It's 20 tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what... back, it's 17 till. Don Cooper is our guest. He's the Guerrilla Networker. And Don, tell us how we can contact you, please.
You can reach me at 303-885-1182 or by email at don@doncooper.com.
Yeah, doncooper.com, and that's his website. So check that when you get a chance. I'm there right now. It's a good-looking site. A lot of good things there. You got a new book coming out. You and our, I guess it's okay to announce it, isn't it, Don?
Oh, sure.
You and our good friend Beverly Williams are co-authoring an outstanding book on home-based business that's coming out this summer, isn't it? It's not coming out this summer. It's coming out, what, later in the year?
Yeah, it'll be coming out probably February of 2004.
Oh, yeah. So we've got about another year, and so we're looking forward to that. And, of course, all of you know Beverly Williams very well. In fact, Beverly introduced you and me, didn't she, Don?
Exactly.
Okay, let's get back into the questions.
Okay.
Talk to us about some of the tips that we need to know about how to make sure we ask the right questions so we're not just trying to sell the stuff that we have to sell. We're trying to find out what the customer actually needs.
Well, the average salesperson doesn't ask anywhere near enough questions. And so the first thing to keep in mind is that we need to ask enough questions so that we understand who this customer is, what they want, what they need, what they fear, what causes them anxiety,
what wakes them up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. What keeps them up, what gets them excited. Keep in mind that all sales are emotional, and the more we can tap into their motivation, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know things like, and it depends on whether this is B2B or whether it's consumer sales, retail sales. Whenever I do a program for an individual company, I create custom questions specifically for that company. Because the kinds of questions that you might ask in selling cars would be very different from the questions you would ask selling computers. But some of the basic concepts are you want to know about the customer. For example, what they're using now and what they like about whatever they're using now or have used in the past. Because whatever you show them as a solution is your product. It's got to be able to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
If it's important to them, if they want it, you've got to show them that. At the same time, you also want to know what they wish was different about what their current product is or their current vendor. You know, what do you like, and then what do you wish was different? Notice it's not what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's what do you wish was different.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you your sales opportunity right there. Because if you can provide the things that they like the most about what they're using, and you can solve what they wish was different, now you've got something that's of interest to that customer.
And folks, if you're the owner, if you're a manager, and you're sending your sales force out today, I want you to try something a little different today that perhaps is different. Don't say to your salespeople when they go out, go tell the world about what we have. Tell them, go find out what your customers need.
Yeah, here's one of the
irrespective of what you have to sell, go find out what your customers need.
Yeah, here's one of the best questions you can ask. What's most important to you in blank? In a copier, in a car, in a boat, in a uniform vendor, in whatever it is. What's most important in blank?
Right.
And you'll get some really interesting answers from your prospects.
After you've determined that they actually are interested in talking to you about that.
Exactly.
You first have to lay that groundwork.
Yeah, some of the first questions you ask when you're prospecting are, do you use this, or have you thought about this,
yeah,
or is this a priority for you?
Another thing that's important, Don, is making sure that you ask the question the right way, that you don't ask what we used to call a directed probe, but you use the interrogatives. You ask a non-direct, what we used to call non-directed probes,
mm-hmm,
or questions, and that's where you use the interrogatives. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Who does this? When do you do it? How do you do it? Why do you do it? What do you need? Make sure you have those in front, because those kinds of questions, that method of questioning, gets you an answer with words, not a yes or a no.
Correct.
If you ask a directive probe, if you ask a question that can be answered yes or no, they can shake their head or nod their head.
Yeah,
you're dead in the water.
Yeah, you want the customer to talk. So the more open-ended questions you ask, the better. So who's responsible for this? Or who else is involved in this decision-making process? Or what steps are involved in this?
Right.
Or, you know, what's important to you about? Or what have your previous experiences been? Or what are you hoping to achieve? Or, you know, questions like that are real, real open and get to what the customer's priorities are, whether it's their business or whether it's their personal life. And the questions related to the customer, the way they're going to use the product or service as opposed to the product or service itself.
You know, Don, when I was on the road selling, and I'd carry my briefcase and my kit back in the bag in the offices of my customers and prospects, I needed to sell the stuff that I had. I needed to sell them really bad. I was on commission. I needed to sell.
Oh yeah.
But I found that the more I said to myself, you know what, I'm not going to try to sell them what I have. I'm going to find out what they need. And if it's not what I have to sell, then that's okay. And I found out that the more I assumed that attitude and truly did, the two things happened. Number one, I built better relationships with my customers.
Yep.
And I got better at finding out how to weave my solution into what they said that they needed, even though their first statement was totally unrelated to what I sell.
I believe it.
I got better at that.
When we're focused
and you know what? When you get that kind of relationship with your customers, you can't run them off.
You're correct. Yeah, when you're focused on trying to push what you've got, that's all you're thinking about, and you don't find the fit there.
Yeah. But you got to practice.
Precisely.
And when we come back, we're going to get Don to tell us about that practicing. Also, I'm going to ask him if we run the risk of ever asking too many questions. That's coming up right after these messages. 10 till. Don Cooper is our guest. Don't forget, DonCooper.com. Back at 7 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Doug Berry is going to join us. And Doug is with the BuyUSA.com. He's actually with the Commerce Department, over at the BuyUSA.com division, which is the export division for small business at the Commerce Department. We're going to get Doug to tell us what's going on in that world. Jim Gilmore, Governor Jim Gilmore, who's the chairman of the panel on assessing terrorism and a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, he's going to be back with us, going to give us a report on how things are going there. I'm going to probably do a little part of the show tomorrow on what I call the world according to Jim Blasingame. I'll have a little segment on that. And then after that, Jorian Clark is going to join us again to talk to us about some things that you need to know about your website and how to make sure that you're getting the message out that you want into cyberspace, into the virtual marketplace. That's coming up. That's all of the next shows that we've got coming up in the next day or so. And then all the rest of the week, I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Don Cooper is our guest, and he's at DonCooper.com if you want to check him out there. Don, we're talking about, by the way, folks, my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget that you can still subscribe to my newsletter and get this week's article, which is 1999 to 2003, The Bad News and the Good News. A lot of buzz coming in on that piece, and I think you'll enjoy it. So you still got time to get that this week. Don, is it possible to ask too many questions when you're interviewing a customer or prospect?
It's possible, but the more likely result is not asking enough questions. Occasionally you'll get a customer that already knows what they want. Their mind's already made up. They simply need us as salesperson to facilitate them acquiring it. And in those cases, if we just keep asking questions, they can get frustrated. But a good salesperson will notice that and figure that out real quick.
Yeah.
And a couple of good questions asked up front will help us to determine that and allow us to move much more quickly towards that closing part of the process.
Right. One of the things that happens, though, what you'll find is once you get good at asking good questions, and you'll find that the customer doesn't even realize that they're talking all the time because they're talking about themselves.
Exactly.
And nobody loves, I mean, we all love to talk about ourselves.
It's our favorite subject.
Exactly. It's my favorite subject, right?
That's why I stress questions that involve you or your.
Uh-huh.
For example, how much time do you have right now?
Right.
What are you looking for in a blank? You know, what do you want to do with your blank? How many people are going to be using this?
Right.
And so on and so forth. The more you talk about the customer and their situation, the more excited they get and the more interested they get.
And
too many salespeople march into a room and start talking about my product and my company and our history and our people and our this, and nobody cares.
Right.
And that's what salespeople need to understand is that the prospect doesn't care about us. It's not their job to care.
Have you ever had somebody to actually say that if you buy this from them, they actually will, it'll help them win a trip or something? Have you ever had anybody say that to you?
I haven't heard it said to me. I've heard stories about that before.
I haven't had people to say tell me that. I'd be buying a car or something, you know, and maybe I'd be financing it or whatever, and the person would actually say, who was clearing it out for me, you know, would actually say, now, I'm working on an opportunity to go to a cruise, and if I get two more sales, I can go. And would you like to buy the insurance? And I'm thinking, why do I care whether you get to make a trip or not?
Precisely.
What's the insurance going to do for me? And so, I mean, it's amazing. I hope people don't do that anymore. But it's just preposterous. Somebody would make a statement like that.
What I tell people is that nobody cares who we are, what we do, or how we do it. They don't even care that we do it well. What they care about is what we can do for them. Can we solve their problem? And the sooner we address their problem, the faster we can get to the close.
But I will propose, Don, that the better you get at doing that and the more entrenched and the more of a partner you become with your customers, they actually will become more invested in how successful you are at that point.
Yes.
But you got to really lay some groundwork for that, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we don't talk about features and benefits at all.
Yeah.
But we have
ultimately, you have to do that
to set them up later.
Right.
Because once we find out what they need, what they want, what they fear, and so on, then they'll listen to what we have to say.
Right.
Once they believe that we get what their needs are, then they'll listen to what we have to say because they believe that we have an understanding of them and can help them find the right solution.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Don, I got 20 seconds. One more thought.
Write some questions down that you think would get you information that would help you to move closer to the sale, and then memorize those questions. The key to doing anything well professionally, whether it's sales or athletics or acting or whatever, is knowing automatically what you're going to do next.
Well said, Don. Thank you for being here, and let's do it again real soon.
Pleasure.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. That's doncooper.com. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every single member of our military standing a post on our behalf around the world. God be with you. God bless you. We are so proud of you. This is Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.